Thanks, Jenny. Just very briefly, 1 Kings 19, verse 14, Elijah's having a whinge to God about basically he's the only prophet left and they've killed all the prophets and Israel's done all these things wrong. God basically ignores him and says, get up and go. And then in verse 18 says, there's a remnant of, I've reserved 7,000 that have not bowed their knee to Baal. And I feel that's partly for Australia, for those of you that have hung in there over all of the moral issues going on, that you are not forgotten by the Lord. The second part of, the last part of that chapter is then part of the going, Elijah anoints a couple of kings, and then he's specifically told to go and get Elisha. And in getting Elisha and calling him, and you can read that in 1 Kings 19 for yourself, but there's a point where Elijah goes after Elisha and then lifts him up and takes him on that journey. And of course, at the end of it, the whole thing, when Elijah's called away, Elisha calls out, Father, my Father. And there's that deep relationship. But this is the word I've really got, which is that this generation that's here now, represented in this room largely, is an older generation, is an Elijah generation. The Lord has not forgotten you, but he's asking you to go out and find your Elishas. There is a generation that God's raising up. He's raising up an Elisha generation, which will carry a double anointing, a double mantle, double impact. And it is essentially anyone in the room under 40. Start connecting in. It's turning the hearts of the fathers to the children, children of the fathers. Raise up be that mother and father, the older generation, to the younger ones and empower them and love them and build them and release them. Because that's what it's about. We'll need to spend time. And it's more than just the odd prayer. It means having them over for a meal and talking and doing things together and encouraging them and hearing their stories and empowering and releasing that generation, that Elisha generation, which is everyone under 40 in this room right now. You are that Elisha. But you will come into a double anointing, a double portion. But find your mothers and fathers. Find, in 1 Corinthians, it says, chapter 4, it says, you have 10,000 instructors, but not many fathers. But find those fathers and mothers in the faith. Be released by them. Find those that will love you, support you, encourage you, build you. That is the word of the Lord, that we should, as a family walking together, encourage and build each other, but particularly that new generation. That they are part of that 7,000 that have not bowed to Baal, but they in turn will reach out to many, 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 many others. And the Lord's wanting us to really genuinely connect and build and build and build. It's because he's building his church, but that's how he's doing it.
Yeah, thank you. Great word. Mothers and fathers, go and find your children, your sons and your daughters.